It was 15 years ago when I first became a senior minister at a church. I had an older lady that I visited about once a month. We'll say her name was Bethel to protect the innocent. Bethel lived across the street from one of her adult children. Her other adult child stayed with her, but everyone in the family worked. So Bethel would spend her days alone. She was one of our homebound members, was the language we used. And I visited her once a month religiously. And it wasn't just because of her cookies. I'll never forget her because of what happened one day. She called me madder than a hornet's nest. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with a very mad older woman when you're like 24. But it wasn't pretty. I mean, she was mad. She's like, I want you to get down here right now. So I said, yes, ma'am. And I went and got my car and I got down there right now. She said, they done put limits on me. They being her adult children. You see, what had happened was Bethel loved to go outside and sit and watch the cars pass by as she lived on a very busy road. And she had this old school patio furniture that had the vinyl straps. You know what I'm talking about? Well, it had dry rotted. And she goes out there and she sits down and her bottom goes right through the dry rotted vinyl. And she's stuck in the chair, bottom hanging out, her knees over. She can't get out. And her children are at work and she didn't have a cell phone. She stayed there all day. And when her adult children came home from work, naturally they went to check on mama, and they done put limits on her. I can't go outside. I'm not allowed to do this by myself. I'm not allowed to do that by myself. It's bad enough they already took away my car. Now I can't do this. Now, if I was her adult child, I'd have put limits on her too. But at this point in time, I just wanted everybody to be happy. So I was like, that is horrible, Miss Bethel. Horrible. How dare they? I got home, I called the kid like, you did the right thing. But what I'll never forget is that day she looked at me and she said, when I used to work in the finishing company, now, you got to understand, in this community, everybody her age and older had worked at the finishing company at some point in time in their life, mostly their main job. When I used to work at the finishing company, she said, I couldn't wait until the day I retired. I couldn't wait to grow old. But preacher, never, ever say that. Because growing old's for the birds. I'm going to tell you something right now, Ray Nance. You listen to me. Growing old, it kind of stinks. Never forget that. Because now, with a little bit of lived wisdom, I can look back and I say, you know, Bethel, she won't half wrong. Growing old does kind of stink. It's hard. You can't do all that you used to. The first time I really felt old was several years ago when our church was getting ready for, Barry, remember this? Mission Fest. Our Sunday school class always thought it'd sound better if you had been like, Mission Fest! Maybe it's just us. I don't know. That sounds exciting, right? Anyway, our Sunday school class was real excited about it, and so we're getting ready for it, and Josh and myself are having to move these coolers. And y'all, these are the biggest coolers that have ever been made. I mean, these coolers probably required four grown men to move, but Josh and I were doing it just us two, right? And so we were filling them up with ice, we got them, and we're down in the in the kitchen, and I'll never forget this. I bend over to pick it up, and all of a sudden I go to lift, and it's like somebody stuck a knife in my back. And I realized that if I moved, it hurt. And I was like, Josh, I can't move. And he's like, what do you mean you can't move? And I'm like, my back, it went out. And he's like, what? And I'm like, this isn't supposed to happen to me. This happens like on sitcoms and cartoons. You know, you see the old guy who can't move. This, I'm in my 30s. Well, I took some muscle relaxers that weren't prescribed to me. Don't tell anybody. And I go home. And Song can tell you, I was on the couch for like 3 hours. I missed all of Mission Fest. I did get back for a hot dog. I waddled over. I got my hot dog. But I realized, man, I'm growing old. A couple weeks later at work, we're moving a copier. And I'm not talking about just any old like desk. This is one of those copiers like from the ground to the floor. It's like probably take about 5 men to move it. But me and this other guy are doing it by ourselves. And so I pick up the copier, and there, like a visceral reminder, it happens again. I'm growing old. I guess we all are. We're all growing old. Even our young folks here, you're getting older. It wasn't too long ago I was y'all's age in this church. And there are a lot of people that remember when I was y'all's age in this church. Andrew Ward, you're up there. It wasn't too long ago when we were that age. And now, the other day at work, somebody was trying to think of my name and they couldn't. They're like, you know, the Baldwin guy. I'm like, the Baldwin guy? I went right to Jimmy that day. I'm like, Jimmy, it's gotten too long. I need my shave. I waited too long. I got known as the Baldwin guy. I looked at him. I said, at least it's not the fat guy. And he was like, well, and I'm like, stop. But it wasn't too long ago. I was right there. Well, actually, we were up at the top of the balcony talking and not paying attention because y'all are a lot better than we were. So keep up the good work. But we're growing old. I think about my life and all the people that have mentored me and meant something to me. I think about all the people that aren't here anymore. I think about my daughter. I get emotional now a whole lot more than I used to. I think about something I said to Ella Ray the other day, and I'm like, oh my gosh, my dad said this to me when I was her age, and I'm turning into my parents. And my parents are having more fun than me now in life. I think about the fact sometimes I gotta get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. That's never happened before. And I know maybe some of y'all have been there, I'm guessing, from the laughs. Like, you're like, yeah, it gets worse. Just wait. Wait till they done put limits on you, right? Maybe this is what it's like to face your 40s. Heck, maybe this sermon is my midlife crisis. Songy Poo, it's a whole lot better than an expensive car, so better to write a sermon, I guess. But yeah, I realize, man, I'm growing old. And I agree with Bethel. It kind of stinks. But let me tell you something else I thought about. The church as an institution. The church is as cool a place to grow old in as there can be. Because the church is as unique of a thing that we have in our entire society. You see, when it's performing at its peak, and it's being ostensibly all it can be, all it should be, There's nothing else like church in our entire society. I mean, where else are you going to go this morning and get a lesson about Bach? Then get to laugh and hear about how most of our children think I'm in my early 20s. To think, to laugh, to cry. To come across generational lines. I mean, that's what church should be, right? It should bring together people from different places, different backgrounds, different experiences, different cultures, different races, different ages, different lives, different things they're facing, different sins. The church should bring all of this together and shape us and form us into the community that we can be through our mutual faith in Christ as we grow closer to God and closer to one another. That's what the church should be. Ostensibly, it should create a culture where we are family and we learn from one another and we grow together and we share each other's burdens and we share each other's praises. We share in everything and all the time. We're working together for the good of all. That's what church should be. Think about all the different opportunities we have as a member of this church to reach across different lines and help different people. When I first started thinking about what I was going to preach on today before I had my midlife crisis, I wanted to do something about, you know, how we can help the children in our community because that's a passion of mine. But think about all the different areas where we can help young people just through our church. I mean, where else but the church are we, those who are growing old, given the opportunity to reach across generations and make a difference in young lives? I know the youth leadership are always looking for volunteers, right? That'd be an interesting project. Somebody to maybe share some wisdom with our youth. I know our children's ministry team are always looking for people to help with the children's ministry. How cool was that? Favorite part, Faith Factory. I love coming on Sunday nights. Go meet Mrs. Laura, the new director at Martha Best Children's Center. Talk to Julia Dunn right here. We can get involved through her, through our city school system. And she has plenty of opportunities to help. But it's not just children. You can help the old. You can talk to myself. You can talk to Deb. You can help cancer patients in Davidson County. I'll give you an opportunity. And that's just a bit of it. Being part of this community provides all of this. And like I said, it's not just the old reaching out to the young. I dare one of y'all to volunteer to help with a senior adult ministry function. Trust me, you'll get stories like Bethel, and you'll probably eat. When we're a part of this community and part of this church, stuff like that can happen. Church should be where we all come together and work for the good of all while growing together. Is it always that? Does it always live up to those expectations? No. No. And too many times, people get so disappointed in church because they're expecting the best. And like any institution, there's faults. There's failures. We get disenchanted. We even may get disenfranchised. And so that hurt becomes really real and really painful. It might be a church business meeting. It might be somebody said something to you didn't expect. It might become political. It might be a financial issue. The hurt becomes real. The pain becomes real. But church can be the community it is meant to be, and we can have the culture we should have. And that can be bigger than any difference, bigger than any divide, bigger than any disagreement. It can be that, but we have to work at it. And we have to be intentional about it. And it's hard work to create that. It's difficult work. It's not easy. But it can be done, and it's worth the work if we're willing to do it. If you've been around our church for the last 3 months, you've heard about growing young, right? That's part of where this sermon came from, because I thought, I'm not growing young. This ain't for me. What? I'm growing old. But it's not just an emphasis on younger people. Growing young, from talking to some of the members that went to that conference, growing young is about building a church culture where we are family, where we do reach across generational lines, where we do reach across cultural lines, where we do reach across political lines, and we come together and we build that sense of community, and church is what it should be, where the young learn from the old and the old young learn from the young, where we share burdens, where we share praises, where we grow together and grow closer to Christ. So yes, we can be growing old, growing young, growing together. Sounds like a sermon title. Paul teaches us and encourages the church to be just that. At the end of his letter to the Galatians, this is what he writes to the church. He says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. You reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you'll reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith." Paul liked to keep it real. And he was a little miffed at the church at Galatia. So he tells them, he says, look, you're going to reap what you sow, okay? You're going to reap what you sow. You want to mess around? Go ahead, mess around. But, if we work together for good, for all people, and especially for the family, if we work together, we're going to get something great. And look, it's easy to grow weary. Don't grow weary. I got Otis Redden echoing in my head. You don't grow weary, but you keep working. The passage Jim read earlier, right? The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Yes, it's difficult, but you keep working. Jesus even said it's like sending lambs out in the midst of wolves. It's hard work, but you keep working. There's sometimes you got to knock the dust off your sandals because it's gone so bad. It's hard work, but you keep working, and it will make a difference. It will. I know there are times where we think, is it worth it? Are we doing anything good? Are we making a difference? But we are. You do good, it's dropping a pebble into the ocean. Yes, the ocean seems large and huge, and that doesn't seem to make any difference, but I promise you, those ripples will eventually reach the shore if we do not give up. So let us work for the good of all. Let us not grow weary in doing what is right. Let us work especially for those in the family of faith, and that will make a difference. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning, as the psalmist sung. We're going to reap what we sow if we sow for the good of all and for the family of faith. Yes, we're going to grow old. Heck, we may grow young, but make sure we are growing together when we come and do church. We better make sure that we're ready to work for the good of our fellow believer and even our fellow human. We better make sure that we know the kingdom is at hand and that we have a role to play, that we should make this world look more like the kingdom. We better know that the one we call Lord and Savior commands us to love one another, no matter our political affiliations, no matter what we believe, no matter how different we are, love one another. Yes, there will be times when the church doesn't live up to all the church should be. Yeah, but we still must grow together. We must not give up. When the institution falls victim to things institutions can fall to, when that happens, we do not give up. We keep working. We do not grow weary. We keep working. We do not walk away. We keep working. We keep believing. We keep loving. We keep striving for the good of all, to grow and be in one spirit and to be one in the Lord. We grow in unity. We grow in our love. We keep walking with each other. We keep walking hand in hand. We grow together, and folks will see it and they will know it and they'll want to be a part of it. I'm growing old. That took it out of me. But this church can grow together. It can happen. We can make this church a place, a community, and a culture that can change the world. A place where we can grow old, grow young, grow together. And people will see it, and they will know, and they'll come and be a part of it. Thank you.